flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks joining us as well.
Man, Gilly kills that song, I got to say.
We are in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59, Sunday, Eagles-Chiefs, in case you haven't heard. Before we get to the top five at five,
sure.
We do have the big one at five. So
that's what Jack thinks.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll find out. Yeah. So Myles Garrett has walked by a couple of times, and you know, Ike was amazed at the physical size
yes.
of Myles Garrett,
yeah.
and Jack was as amazed as well. And there was some controversy about what Jack said about Myles Garrett, what specifically he was referring to. And there's a debate as to what Jack said. Buzz, Commissioner Buzz, back at the studio, grabbed the audio. Buzz, could you play the audio for us?
I'm just saying, pretty impressive. His size.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, he's huge.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. I think that was doctored, honestly.
That was
no way I said
it's
that.
It's huge. Whoa, hold on.
Let's talk about a Freudian slip right
now. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was wearing sweatpants. All right. Let me just hear
he's
it
never
one.
Come into Philadelphia.
Yeah. Let me hear it one more time, Commissioner Buzz.
I'm just saying. Pretty impressive. His size.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, wow, that's bad.
Put that on the drop board, baby. Give me a broad drop board. I'm like, Marks now. I want my own drop board. I want one drop on it, and it is that.
It makes Ike's thing, too, also even funnier. They're like, it's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
All right.
You know?
All right. Let's get
projecting. Yes.
Let's do it, Buzz.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
We might have to work into the open of top five at five saying it's huge.
Yep, yep.
It's that big of a segment.
Yep.
So, again, not an eventful night last night out in New Orleans. Great time. We went to Preservation Hall.
Preservation Hall.
Preservation Hall. Jazz
band. Yeah, I know. I wore it on the first day.
You look like a local.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some compliments on it. Like, oh, you like the music scene. Yeah,
yeah.
We get
it. Big deal to you.
Yeah, it was cool, though. It was a cool, quiet night. You know,
yes.
In bed by 10.
There
I mean,
you
that
go.
Sounds like a win.
There you go.
An absolute win. So, what I do have for you today, though, is things that I can no longer see or hear anymore because I'm going to blow a gasket. Number five is this show continuing to be disrespected in the industry rankings.
Oh,
number
yeah.
five on Barrett Sports Media of afternoon shows. Now, it is higher than the morning show.
No, well, morning show was two, weren't they?
No. They were not number two.
They
were? They might have been number four. But
okay, midday show was seven.
Midday show was all the way down at seven.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
WIP
great
morning.
Rankings for all three days.
WIP parts. Morning show was four, you said?
I got to look it up. It felt like lower.
Good
okay.
for that.
It was not. There's definitely not two. I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we were disrespected. Like, first of all, the fact that Evan and Tiki are ahead of us.
Does anyone listen to that show?
Our ratings are so superior to Evan and Tiki, it makes me sick to my stomach that they're ahead of us. And as I said on the video to Barrett, they asked these PDs, God bless them, these radio executives, to rank all these shows 1 to 20. How many of these shows do you think they hear? How many?
I got to say, ripping the people that make the rankings is definitely going to help you guys next year.
No, see, Barrett does not make the rankings. The voters make the rankings. And that is why my appeal to the voters is...
How do we vote?
Well, you're not. It's PDs and executives.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were disrespected. We thank everybody who voted for us in a positive way, but to the ones who are not quite on with the in with the program.
Well, I blame you for that one, for the prior relationships that I'm sure you had.
Well, the
sure
prior relationships got us from 8 to 5,
but it didn't get us in the top 4.
Well, we'll get there.
You don't think it was Tuesdays with Elliot?
Nah, probably not.
Are we still doing the top 5?
Yeah. All right, number 4.
Morning show, by the way, was number 4 officially. They were not number 2.
Oh, okay.
And next year they will be below us. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Number 4 is the fourth thing that I can see, no longer see or hear anymore, is John Clark's emoji game.
Okay, now we're ripping John Clark.
I mean, is this? At the end of his tweet, he puts out a laughing and then the sideways laughing emoji and then the goofy one eye closed tongue out. Come on, Clarky.
Yeah, how funny could it be?
It was just Vic Fangio impressions by the players.
Yeah.
The silly, quirky, ha ha ha. Like, come on, Clark.
Yeah. Did he hashtag the emojis?
No, it was just the emojis at the end.
Yo.
Yeah, Elliot's a hashtag.
Yeah. It makes it worse.
John Clark thinks his tweet is Eddie Murphy and Delirious or something. Like, how funny could that be?
Real journalism. Real journalism.
Come on.
It's not going to help his Eagles insider of the year, right?
No, it hasn't been on it in years, someone say. Yes. Yeah. The third thing I can no longer see or hear anymore, the Sixers luxury tax. They're ducking the apron, ducking that. Like, I can't hear anymore about the luxury tax when it comes to
Sixers. Put up a banner.
I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's freaking out about the luxury tax. Oh, they're helping Josh Harris save money so they can buy Myles Garrett. Whatever.
Well,
it's the only thing they have to play for now. So
it's the luxury tax.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Time to embrace the process.
That was a great win last night.
It was.
It was a big win.
He's back.
Yeah.
The second thing I can no longer see or hear anymore is people pitching their bad guests on this show. I can't. The only reason why I'm excited to leave Radio Row, I don't like telling people no.
Yeah.
Not very good at it.
Yeah.
Something me and our boss share in common. But these people, I don't care about.
Oh, no. Don't say something
All-star
bad.
I'm not going to say names.
Yes.
But.
Or products.
It's just. Getting pitched something on Super Bowl week when we're here, that for something that makes no sense for our show, I can't take it anymore.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Mr. New to Radio Row.
Yep.
Yeah, he's come twice now.
Yeah, what do you think this is? This is what everybody's doing here.
That's fine.
You do realize there's only 2 teams playing in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
All these teams aren't covering the Eagles and the Chiefs, so they're down here, and these athletes coming through here are pitchmen.
But the athletes are different. We're getting down to the bare bottoms of the guests here.
Yeah, they aren't all athletes.
They're not all athletes.
That's true.
And I'm getting thirds. I like being here. It's a lot of fun.
Right.
I don't like telling people no. Being pitched these random guests over and over again cannot take.
Yeah, why are they coming to you?
Jack's not a relationship.
Well, we all send them to him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's his job. Part of his job.
Yeah.
They come asking me about guests. I'm like, no, that's him.
No, talk to that guy.
Yeah, I got
to
be the bad guy.
That's a guy good at saying no,
Well, I tried to have Jack. I tried to double team bad guy yesterday and just like, oh, sorry, we're booked. And he played it completely terrible.
Yeah.
I go, we're booked on Thursday, right, Jack? He goes, I don't know.
We got time, actually. I'm a decent relationships guy. I just got a few people I care about.
Yeah.
The number one thing that I can't see or hear anymore is any more of the players talking. Why do they talk every day? I mean,
well, believe me, they don't want to be out there either.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even that. It's like now you're getting the stupid ass questions.
Yeah.
Like trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like asking Travis Kelce, which you like more, Taylor Swift or Phantom 15-yard rub in the pass penalties?
He didn't find that.
He did not laugh at all.
He got asked if he has any Kanye on his playlist. Didn't like that one.
Oh, because of the Taylor Swift Kanye.
It's
a joke from 20 years ago.
That just resonated with me. When you said it, I'm like, first I'm like, why wouldn't he have Kanye?
Yeah.
But then now, for obvious reasons.
Get it? Ha ha. Right?
Cooper DeJean got asked what his favorite kind of milk is.
What did he say? Oh, he said 2%.
2%.
They asked what his favorite.
The grossest kind.
His favorite. His biggest contact.
Well, I'm a lactate guy.
Yeah, I don't even drink milk.
Lactate.
Yeah.
Yeah, lactated.
Do you know I didn't know there was any milk besides skim milk until I went to college?
Yeah, I only had skim milk growing up.
I went to college freshman year, USC, went grocery shopping, just got milk because I didn't know that there was anything different. I drank whole milk.
Ugh.
If you've only had skim, whole milk tastes like the greatest thing I had ever. I called my mom. I was like, what is this milk?
It's like sugar milk.
Yeah.
Probably. It's sweet, isn't it?
It's thicker.
Thicker.
Yeah. It tastes just tastes more like milk.
Skim milk. You know what I have for skim milk?
Water.
Powdered milk, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's close, Elliot. Yeah, you mix it with water.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Why do I always say it wrong? Guided Door and Windows big winter sale going through February. Save 40% off all windows and doors through February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Does Commissioner Buzz have that Myles Garrett audio yet, or you don't have it?
I don't have it yet.
Okay, all right.
I will get it to
him. All right, so we do have some audio about Myles Garrett talking about potentially going to the Eagles. We'll get to that in a moment. We are talking about Jalen. And whether Sunday is a don't lose the game for us game for Jalen or go win the game for us. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you are in WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Before we get going, I have a couple of thank yous for you guys. First is to Jack. I talked to him actually last week. Thank you for pointing out Joe's drop board. It's like the Joe DeCamera morning zoo when he has that thing going. It's awful. I can't take it.
And it's always delayed.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What is Jack doing?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
God forbid one of these guys come back after you, because you know you're not going to fight on the air when that happens. No. It's going to be up to me and Ike.
Yeah, that's how I do things.
You're starting a fight with the camera, and I'm going to have to finish it.
Just get off the drop board.
Now you got the callers doing it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The other people on the show, the people on his show have told him to stop.
So, well, Seltzer's right there. Bad. Seltzer's perfectly capable. He can hit the hammer.
So, anyway, the other thing is thank you for taking Chuck's calls again, because I couldn't keep up being Charles from Mount Airy.
It didn't hit the same, buddy.
Well, and yeah, the one thing left for Chuck is to announce his commitment to the WIP Afternoon Show. And when he does that, he's not going to have to sit on hold for 90 minutes every time when he calls like he does now. Well, a little punishment for Chuck.
I couldn't keep up with the little guy's takes. They change all the time. So bad.
What's the last one?
Anyway, on to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Spike, you are 100% right. You got it. You got it spot on.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for you to argue with my take. You're actually – no, I disagree.
Okay.
It's I don't know why you would expect him to do more than he normally does. Like, we don't need him to be anything more than he is. He plays great. Like, the last game against Washington, the whole team played, and that's how they really blew them out.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If Jalen's
hold.
Gonna win,
yeah. Andy, you know the difference between scoring 55 points versus Washington, and how many did they score against Green Bay? Was it 23, 24?
Something like that.
Yeah. The difference there was Jalen. They got turnovers in both games. Saquon played great in both games. Offensive line played great in both games. The difference was that Jalen, by the way, he dropped back to pass the same number of times he always dropped back to pass, between 30 and 32 times. He pulled the trigger. I'm not saying I want more of that. I'm saying I want him to do what he is capable of doing. Throw on time early. Hit AJ when AJ has one-on-one. Just they're going to have to let it rip. This can't be one of the conservative Jalen games where he takes five sacks because he doesn't want to throw the ball. I just like we need one of the good Jalen games.
Well, we don't want him taking sacks.
Yeah, but part of his apprehension in throwing the ball ends up as sacks.
Sure, but yeah. I know, but I'm saying that's not what we're.
Well, I know, but
that's not what we're saying when we say play the way that we want him to play.
Right.
Or what he's been doing. We don't want him taking sacks. And had they converted some of those turnovers against Green Bay into touchdowns instead of field goals, that game would have been out of reach.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Part of converting it is throwing the ball effectively, I think.
When we say they can play the same style of game, they're playing a way better team than they've played all year.
Yes.
So how they beat Washington, who had a great year, cute story, they're not the Chiefs, you know? So they're going to have to do
what if
more.
What if I told you that the Commanders average more points than Kansas City?
I wouldn't really care.
Well, they average more points than the Eagles, too.
Right.
That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is you guys are making the Chiefs out to be some team that we need to go outside of our framework to beat them.
I think they are, though.
But they haven't shown that all year. All they've shown is that they allow other teams to make mistakes to beat themselves.
So I think the Chiefs, having won two straight Super Bowls,
By the way, Andy, they tried during the regular season. Thank you for the call, Andy. Good discussion. Go ahead, Andy.
I'm not saying they didn't try during the regular season, but I think it's pretty clear this is a team that during the regular season is just getting to the playoffs. They scored over 30 points one time, and it was last week when they needed
You think that was by design?
No, I'm saying I don't think the Chiefs we saw in the regular season are going to be necessarily the one you see in the Super Bowl on Sunday. I think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo, Chris Jones, those great players will be at their best on Sunday, whereas I think during the regular season, yes, they're trying. I'm not saying
you don't think
but
they
they're
were
not
at their
as
engaged during the regular
no,
season.
No, I think when you've won two straight Super Bowls, you're playing the regular season, it's like a different level
How
when you get to the playoffs.
How did they win 15 games then?
Well, they won a lot of one-score games, and credit to them for doing that, but I think you're going to see a better version of the Chiefs on Sunday than you have this season.
But I'm saying the way that they won. See, here's the funny thing. It's okay when the Chiefs win the way that they win, close games, one possession games, but we have to have blowouts. We have to have blowouts. We have to have blowouts for us. Now, the Chiefs in a bunch of one possession games all year long, barely getting by the skin of their teeth, somehow they flipped the switch. By the way, they barely got by Buffalo last week. You act like they dominated Buffalo. You act like they went out there and put on some fearless game that, oh, man, we got to scrap everything we do. They barely beat Buffalo last week. And quite frankly, they didn't look that great against Houston. They didn't look that great against the Houston Texans either. So now all of a sudden, playing the number one defense in the league, the defense has given up the second fewest amount of points in the league. With the way that we play, that's not good enough to beat the Chiefs.
It could beat the Chiefs, but I think they need to. I think the Eagles are going to have to play the best game of the season to win this game.
I think you guys.
And I also think the Chiefs play to their competition a little bit, right? So when they played the Bills, they played better than they had all season on offense. They scored more points than they had all season. Right. So I think in a game in the Super Bowl against a great Eagles team, you're going to get an A performance from the Chiefs. And to me, that means the Eagles are going to have to play better. The Chiefs are the better team. So the Eagles.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
I know, and I said we'll find out Sunday.
I know we will find out Sunday, but going into the game.
So if they win, did the Eagles beat the better team? Or are they, what are we looking at?
The Eagles are underdogs.
I don't care about that. The Eagles have averaged more points. They give up fewer points.
Right. So why do you think the Eagles?
If they both play their A game, the Eagles are the better team.
I don't think. Well, why are the Eagles underdogs?
Because
you asked Vegas that. I'm not.
Well, but
Vegas.
No. But the reason they're underdogs is because people agree the Chiefs are the better team. They've won two straight Super Bowls. They won more games in the regular season. You're right. The Eagles statistically have things to their advantage.
If they were so great, why wouldn't they be more than a 1-point favorite?
But they are a favorite. If the Eagles are definitely the better team, why aren't they a
favorite?
There's
nothing
that has
definite,
to matter.
Elliot. There's nothing definite. Except you're trying to convince us that the Chiefs are the better team.
And you're trying to tell me the Eagles are the better
team. Well, because I know what I looked at all year, and the Eagles have looked like the better team all year long.
Yes, this year I would agree.
This is the only year that matters.
Right. No, but there's a reason. This is a Chiefs team that's won two straight Super Bowls. They won more games
that
than the Eagles. That does matter.
No, it doesn't.
The Chiefs have the best player in the game.
That
Patrick
matters.
Mahomes.
You know who that matters to? People who are not playing. Because you're sitting back watching.
Right.
It doesn't matter to those guys who've been busting their ass on the field all year that the Eagles have the best O-line in football, right? It doesn't matter to them what the Chiefs did 2 years ago. 2 years ago. It just does not matter. I'm looking at the teams this year, and you can't tell me that the Chiefs have been the better football team than the Eagles this year.
I do not think the Chiefs have played better football than the Eagles this year. But I still think they are the better team because of what they've accomplished. And the line backs that up.
It's a 1-point line, Elliot.
Okay. But if the Eagles are the better. Hold on. If the Eagles are the better team, Jack, right? And everyone here will say the Eagles have the better roster. Then why are the Chiefs favored?
I don't know. And that's a stupid question.
No, but it's not because
it's a stupid question
that
we can't answer because we didn't set the line. Had I been the one set the line, the Eagles would be favored.
Because you think the Eagles are the better team.
Duh.
Yes, but the fact that the line is set to the Chiefs being the favorite shows people believe Kansas City.
Oh, that's all about betting money. And
but that's where it comes from. They don't just pick the line out of nowhere.
They got one advantage on the field. Well, if you want to give Andy the advantage, okay, they got two advantages. The Eagles have the advantage in every other category.
And that was the case in 2022 as well.
I know it wasn't.
It's the same exact thing. In 2022, we sat on Radio Row in Arizona, and everyone said the Chiefs won, right? So,
but this team's better than the 22 team.
And the Chiefs, I think this Chiefs team is better than that team as well. So I think both teams are better than they were. I just think the Chiefs, because they've won straight two Super Bowls, don't give it like their full week in and week out.
Let me flip that question around on you. Chiefs have won how many Super Bowls?
Three, right?
Yeah.
This is their fifth Super Bowl?
Yep. Yes.
How many Super Bowls have the Eagles won with this unit?
With this team right here?
Yeah.
Zero. Yeah.
Why isn't the spread bigger then?
Because Eagles are a very good team.
Oh, but I thought the Chiefs were clearly better because they've won Super Bowls in the past.
Yeah, which
so
is
I'm
why
saying,
they're
why
favorites.
Isn't it a it's a 1-point spread.
Right, because I think the Chiefs deserve to be favorites and the Eagles deserve to have it be close.
But
they're two great teams.
They're favorites because people view the Mahomes thing. There can be a big upgrade from the Mahomes to Hurts thing that balances out how better the Eagles roster
is. But you can't just say the Chiefs have two things that are better, the head coach and the quarterback, and then be like, well, the Eagles have better
linebackers. But the Eagles are a better team.
Yes.
Then you can't tell me why the Eagles are underdogs.
Because
you don't
the quarterback's not as good.
You don't want to say it, but it's because the Chiefs are the better team.
No, it's not. It's because the quarterback's not
and
as good.
And does the quarterback impact who has a better
of
team?
Of course.
So there you go. So if you think Mahomes is the better quarterback, then they have the better team, and
no,
the
it
line
no, it
indicates
doesn't mean that.
That. But it's okay
no,
to
it
say the Chiefs are better. It makes
no,
it more
I just
impressive
don't believe
on
it.
I know you don't.
But I don't believe it.
I know, but I think everyone else seems to believe it.
Everyone else like who?
Well, the betting public, the line is, unless
we'll
I've
see,
missed it.
The game is Sunday.
Yeah, we'll find
so
out
we'll
when
see
the game
what the betting
out.
Public is when the line. Line
we'll like, see what it closes
Late
at.
Money comes in.
I agree.
On game
when
day.
The sharps come in, I'll be curious to see.
Yeah, right,
I'll be curious to see.
Chiefs are better because they're favorite.
what a crazy concept.
I expect more.
Well, I'm saying
so
like.
Why don't we just use the line for everything?
Well, the line, there are upsets, but the line is a good indicator of what the public
Well, they're trying to get money on both sides.
Stupid. I expect more out of you than this.
I mean, they've won two straight Super Bowls, and they lost one game all year. It's not like I'm saying that the Bengals are better than the Eagles. The Chiefs deserve to be the better team. That's fine. Like, the Eagles can win the game. The Eagles can have a better roster. The Chiefs go into this game as the better team.
In your opinion?
In my opinion. And the betting publics.
It's not the betting publics. It's the line.
The line.
Well, the line has to do with the betting
unless public. I missed it today.
Do we have the Myles Garrett audio?
Yeah, I think we should do it on the other side.
We should do it on the other side?
Yeah.
Oh, do I got to read?
Well, we got another minute or so.
Well,
because I want to do Creed at the right time. I
got to get ready for Creed. I'm hot now. Yeah. Elliot made me irritated
well,
over
Well, you let him do it.
Yeah.
It is on you.
Put your finger down.
All right.
Put your finger down.
So here's
I'll backhand him over here. One day.
I was about to say, I'm going to catch it. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be saying the Eagles are the better team. Don't worry. Yeah. Same angle of the Creed video. You want to get some different. I know the reactions have been good for the people who haven't seen
well,
the video.
Well, I don't know if you heard it, but our friends over in D.C. got mad that you were recording the video because you're just giving us what we want.
So the same angle.
They didn't like that we were getting attention, and
content
that's not what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And, you know,
content
you're supposed to sit there and bore people to tears all afternoon.
Talking about the loser Commanders.
Yeah. Well, one thing we want to go over. So Pete Prisco for CBS ranked the individual players playing in this game.
He made a lot of sense, too.
This was crazy.
Yeah, so you'll be interested. You'll be interested to see where.
I don't even know where it's at.
Where Jalen?
Wait, do you know where Jalen is?
No.
Oh yeah, hold on. I want Ike to guess how low this guy's willing to put Jalen.
How low?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
individual.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't sound good already.
No, but yeah. I don't even think you would. This is.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next. We are in the great city of New Orleans.
The Big Easy, some say.
The Big Easy, some say. Locals do. For Super Bowl 59, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, great news. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, the Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 5-year price guarantee that you can save up to $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, you get $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.